From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mike DiSocio of the Albany Business Journal reports that the confidence of consumers in the economy in New York has fallen sharply in 2019, according to a poll by the Siena College Research Institute. The economic measure has dropped sharply for three quarters, and New York's consumer confidence rating is 11.1 points lower than the nation's index. Doug Longstrom, professor of statistics and finance at Siena College, said in a press release, and I quote, "Perhaps driven by news of tariffs, trade wars, stock market volatility, or the start of the 2020 campaign, a shrinking plurality of New Yorkers now say they are better off financially today than they were a year ago," end quote. New York Republicans and men have much higher consumer confidence than Democrats and women, according to the poll. Read more about the poll results in the Albany Times-Union. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that 849 criminal convictions in Albany County and 218 in Rensselaer County will be sealed after a new law passed in the state legislature easing some convictions for unlawful possession of marijuana and fifth-degree possession of marijuana. How that will actually happen is still a point of debate. Lucien Chalfin, a spokesman for State Office of Court Administration, said, and I quote, "Currently, we do not have a method for expunging of criminal records. We are talking about hundreds of thousands, if not more than a million criminal records to be removed from our database," end quote. Now, state law mandates arrestees in possession of an ounce or less of marijuana now get a fine up to $50, and possession of between 1 and 2 ounces could result in a fine of up to $200. The law takes effect 30 days after Governor Cuomo signs the bill, which he is expected to soon. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Albany News 10 reports that Representative Paul Tonko donated 32 surplus books from the Library of Congress to the Red Bookshelf in Albany. The Red Bookshelf has 19 stationary bookshelves and a mobile bookshelf in the Capital Region. The group says that so far this year, it has delivered 50,000 children's books to community locations. Tonko said, and I quote, "A group of volunteers repairs the books, makes certain that they're well mended, that they're cleaned and made available to our children. Studies show that if there's books in the home, children are more likely to be at their reading level," end quote. Read more about this story at the Albany News 10 website. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that there is now a drag queen story hour in Kinderhook and a drag queen story time in Hudson. Anna Lee Giraldo, director of the Kinderhook Memorial Library, said, and I quote, "They read stories from books on anti-bullying, on inclusivity. They sing songs, do a craft. It's very much what we do in any story hour," end quote. She also said, and I quote, "Kinderhook has a growing LGBTQ population. They had always been part of the larger community, but now we have an even more diverse population. A lot of LGBTQ people grew up here, felt they had to move away, and now feel that they can come back. These are for people in their 40s, not retirees." The library's Board of Trustees got a petition with 70 signatures, 25 from within Kinderhook and Stuyvesant, and 10 to 15 negative comments. But the board backed the program unanimously. Drag Queen Storytime has been at the Hudson Library since 2017. Program Director Brenda Schufelt said, and I quote, "We're glad the national organization exists, but we wanted to do our own thing," end quote. So they changed a word in the title. Hudson Library's only complaint about the program was when they scheduled a drag queen story time for Flag Day, which the library says they will not do again. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.